So during the pandemic, as you know, we all had a hard time. Well, not all of you, but I had a personally a hard time. And what brought me a lot of joy and a lot of light was watching the Scissor Bros on YouTube throughout the pandemic, looking forward to seeing them every Friday. And was watching one of the episodes and Stevie and Jeremiah were talking about summer camp and a light turned on. I was like, I know someone has a summer camp. I hit them up, not just put the email out there thinking that they would never see it. And Jeremiah responded back and it was amazing and they were so excited to come to camp. And so now they're here to perform for all of you. And I'm really excited about this. So thank you so much everyone for being here. And I'm gonna bring up the Scissor Bros.
Where's my yellow team at?
Where's the blue team at?
Where's my red team at?
Wow, that red team has some alpha energy.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That is some strong energy right there. Yep. I wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't either.
That was at another level.
That was like a blood neighborhood right
Are
there.
Are you guys in the lead right now? Yeah. All right, we get it.
There's some Pyrus up in here. There's some Eastside Pyrus up in here. Holy smokes.
Yeah, dude.
So we are having a great time, guys. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for having us at Camp God. Raw.
What are some of your favorite events thus far?
The different things?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so... Honestly, one of my favorite things that happened already was it was just a pastime that I hadn't done forever. I played hacky sack with new friends outside.
There you go.
I hadn't done that like since high school, and I was like, "Whoa, this is taking me back," and it just brought back a lot of good memories.
Yeah, here
we go. Keep it going, Oh shit! Keep it going. Oh! Where did it go?
Oh, fuck! It's still going.
It's going. Rock climbing was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's spoilers, yeah. You know?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not even supposed to bring
we'll,
that up.
We'll edit that
I'm
out
so
of
sorry.
The podcast.
Okay, well, I'll edit that out. Chris, thank you. Okay, yeah.
So a lot of you, I think, are not familiar with what we do. We are Feel Good. We're a positive podcast. Mm-hmm. We do something called Scissors every episode. And it's very simple. All you do is this, and it scissors the negativity out of the space in the room. So we're going to start off doing some scissors right here, right now with you guys. You can do it seated, but we want you to participate.
For
and help
sure.
You start feeling good. Follow along with us. Camp Raw is all about getting outside of your comfort zone, being silly, having fun. So we're going to kick it off with some scissors right here, right now. What do you say,
huh? How many do y'all want to do? Hold on. Let me ask TJ. TJ, what do you think?
100. Let's do like 25, guys. Yeah. All right.
100
here we go.
It is,
it's three,
folks.
2, 1.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
The red team wanted to do a real fast.
10, 11, 12,
Thank you, guys. Wow, that was the fastest scissors we've ever done. That was like a world record.
What did I say about the red team? They're like on cocaine right now.
Was that the red? That wasn't all red. I see yellows in here. And blues.
Yeah.
Who's winning the goddamn thing?
The red's in the lead right now. Yeah, yeah. Red team's in the lead right now.
It's not over till it's over, is it?
So Steve brought up something pretty interesting to me a little bit earlier. We're talking about our days and stuff like that, and I saw him, one of the favorite things that we did. Give it up for this fire just making noise behind us.
Yeah, yeah. That sounded like a firecracker.
A live fire. That's the first on Scissor Bros having a fire back us up as backup vocals behind us. That's nice.
That's amazing.
It's real good. But we did the yoga class this morning, and that was awesome. Yeah.
Who's the yoga instructor again? Again?
Chelsea.
Give a round of applause for Chelsea.
Yep.
She knows her stuff.
She really does know her stuff.
I've never done yoga before.
So Steve told me he's never done yoga before in his life. And he's born and raised in California.
What does that have to do with yoga, though?
It's very like
California,
you know what I mean?
And like, yoga?
Like I grew up
I
in
don't see the connection there.
Well, listen, dude. I grew up in Kansas, and we're like, we don't do that stuff in Kansas.
Yeah. You know Kansas,
what
I mean? It's just,
no,
do yoga?
No, dude, come on. In the Midwest, we're like, yeah.
Oh, they think it's like a sandwich.
You take your crystals back where you came from in California. You do your yoga and stuff like that, right?
Well, I'm glad I got to do it for the first time at Camp Raw. And Chelsea, wow, amazing. And what time did we go there?
It was like a 10 a.m. or 10:30.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
It was pretty early. That's
early. But hey, I showed up, didn't I?
Yeah. And
what, was I the first person in there?
No. Yes, you were.
We're going to edit that out. Hold on, let me do it again. Was I the first person in there?
Yes.
There you go.
And,
Chris, keep going.
And you did crow feet.
Oh, yeah.
Come again?
Steve did crow's feet pose.
But that's the advanced one.
Crow's feet.
The one that I remember doing is the... can I demonstrate? Because you're like Mr. Miyagi.
That flew over a lot of people's eyes.
You're my Mr. Miyagi.
Give it up for his downward dog, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe that my man right here did that in yoga today? I mean, it's mind-blowing.
That's that doggy style, baby.
That's what Chelsea for you. And you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, that was impressive.
So, didn't you have a couple posts?
I think I did.
You have more advanced ones.
I did a more complex one.
All right, look at Chelsea to give her props. Which one do you...
Think I did the crow's one that she's talking about.
I don't think you could do it.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
All right, you guys want to see it? Yeah. Give him some energy. Dude, that when I saw you do that, I was so jealous.
Were you?
Yeah, like I was half asleep and I look over and I'm like, oh my God, he's
levitating.
It was like a
what's he doing right now?
It was like a superhero thing. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's doing it. Do you think that there's a pose harder than that one though?
Well, there's a lot of poses that are. Is there anybody in here that does yoga that can do like an advanced pose?
Including Chelsea, if she wants to come up.
Yeah, that could work.
You can't let this Daniel-san do that.
Give it up for Chelsea, guys.
Chelsea. Go ahead, let them know what's up.
Okay, so Chelsea, what pose are we about to see right now?
We are going to do side crow into hurdler's pose. Watch out, front row.
Yeah.
Farts will be yeah. a-flowing. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Chelsea! Oh. Chelsea! Chelsea!
No, no, this is
Chelsea,
yoga, guys. This is yoga.
Oh. See, Chelsea! Oh, what?
That was awesome.
That was some B-boy shit.
Yeah.
That was like Ken Swift went into your body.
Wow.
B-boy Ken Swift, Rocksteady Crew. Right there.
That
wow.
was dope. That was dope.
Now, does anyone want to challenge Chelsea? No, seriously. I mean, that's the instructor right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, oh, you're looking at me, aren't you?
Every,
wait, what's going
literally,
on?
Literally,
wait, hold on.
No,
what's
no,
going
no,
on? I
just, no, no.
I fed into your brainwaves. Okay, okay. I'll let it go. Okay.
Steve bullies okay. somebody into
yeah,
yoga.
No,
I think you
want to
do some yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think you can outpose her. Yeah,
well,
let's
you looked
go.
At me. Okay. I'll let you be.
Yeah,
okay.
No, this isn't the best pitch to do to people after we all ate amazing meatloaf.
All
like,
right.
I think we're pretty good just chilling with the meatloaf.
Give it up
right
for
now.
The meatloaf.
Give it up for Meatloaf. Give it up for Meatloaf, the singer. Give it up for all the Meatloafs.
I don't know what was in that meatloaf, but it was damn good. There was all kinds of stuff in it, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to know.
Are the cooks still around?
Yeah!
Are they in the back?
Yeah!
Hey, come out here, dude. I got to know what's inside the meatloaf, baby. Chef! 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 We're going to interview. This is not even in our agenda. I didn't write this down, but we will interview the chef. Chef! 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 Chef!
Little behind
what's
the scenes.
What's in the meatloaf?
Hey, Steve.
What's...
Steve, eye contact and listening. Remember those two things. Give it up for the chef.
Have a seat. Have a seat.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to interview you, man. What's your name?
Brian O'Connor.
Brian O'Connor. That was beautiful meatloaf you cooked.
All right, thank you.
What's the secret to your meatloaf?
Don't let it loaf.
Yo, I feel like I just got jumped into a gang. Yo, don't let it loaf. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Cool.
What are the secret ingredients that makes your meatloaf special?
Bacon and love.
Bacon and love, you heard it first. Do you have any other questions for him? My mind went blank. My mind went blank. I just
let's
bacon,
just
bacon and, cause of bacon
shout
and love.
Out, he's a world class chef. Shout out your restaurant where people
yes,
can
yes,
come
yes,
eat at your place outside
this.
Of Camp Ra.
We're never gonna see that meatloaf anywhere else except for Camp Ra. So.
Give it up for him
whoa.
Again. Exclusive meatloaf only at Raw, everyone! Exclusive! Are there any other dishes you wanted to mention?
No, meatloaf.
Guys, give it up for Brian, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
That was awesome. That was
all
great.
Right.
That was great.
Chef! 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 Chef!
The meatloaf was so good and all the meals have been so good. Like if Steve would have asked him like, what's your secret ingredient? Like it's so good. Nobody would have cared if he would have been like, oh, it's baby blood. It's yeah. like, it's like also
baby
like, yeah,
blood.
Wait,
hold
this
up.
Is good.
Baby blood.
What? Man?
You're going too far with that.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's not satanic shit.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Baby blood.
Hey, man.
And a Ouija board.
No.
And witch's toenails.
No.
God damn.
None of that.
Baby
None of that.
Blood. Chris, edit that part out, please. Thank you.
We have been having to go to bed, you know, after all the activities. We were so tired last night.
Yeah.
I haven't slept like that, like where I like my full body melts into a bed that quickly in a long time. And you've been having to prep specifically for Camp Raw because you're kind of a night owl.
Oh, yeah. I need to play my Warzone, baby.
Yeah.
I got my Warzone. I got my YouTube videos. I got things to see and watch, you know.
Right.
But things are changing, huh? Let them know.
What do you mean things are changing?
Well, usually I sleep at like 5, 6, 7 in the morning.
He goes to bed at 5, 6, 7 in the morning, just to give you guys
hey,
context.
Hey, no judgment. Hey, what's that look all about? Oh, my God. It's like I just did
Team Red is like, yeah,
sin.
I stay until 7 a.m. too every
is
night.
Is that so wrong?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Sleeping
yeah.
in?
Like, all right, guys. All
she
right.
looked at me like I killed the baby. I didn't kill no baby, lady. I need my baby sleep.
He's actually 130 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're basically gonna say I'm like Yoda? I'm Yoda. I'm in a relationship, and so I'm trying to make it work out. She's on the East Coast, so
3-hour yeah. time difference between LA and the East Coast.
Yeah, so there's a 3-hour difference, and so yeah, she doesn't like the video games. Yeah, so I'm trying to change. Yeah.
So you've been slowly mm-hmm. curbing and putting yourself to sleep earlier and earlier to get ready for Camp Rock, because
yeah,
you knew about all the activities,
right? Yeah, I did it for Camp Rock too, guys. Because I wanted to train my body. I mean, what if I had woken up at 5 p.m.? I would have missed the whole thing, right? Yeah. Two meals. I would have made dinner, though, huh?
That wouldn't have been good enough,
dinner.
Though.
Yeah.
We've gotten to connect with a lot of new friends and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. We've met the best people thus far. We love it here. We're coming back, right?
Yeah.
Every year. Yeah. Every year. And on top of that, a shout out to Brian for inviting us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have some ideas for extra activities maybe in the future. I think you should have maybe a fortune teller.
Well, that might be a discussion for after the podcast.
Let me throw another one in. I'm looking at you, Brian. Watercoloring. Huh?
We have painting.
Okay, but watercolor.
Hey, Brian. Bearded lady.
No, that's not fair.
We want carnival action next year.
Yeah.
We got it.
There's a lot of potential.
So things actually, your girl, what happened with your girlfriend? Like, she specifically said to you, like, you got to stop this? Like, what was, like, give us the deets. What's going on here?
Was she going to watch this, you think? Oh, man. No, I'm thinking, oh, we're taping this. And she's going to be like, so you talked about me, huh?
Well,
you know,
I thought
our relationship was private, baby. It's like,
well, I mean, your impression of her is not very flattering. First off, you need to work on the impression. Hey,
hold
babe.
Hold on, let me do it again.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
You're filming your little podcast
with your weird friend?
No.
She becomes more of a
mutant.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Wait, dude, she's not a ghoul.
I'm a decrepit witch.
Baby. She's not a witch. She's a beautiful woman.
I know.
Okay, let me redo it.
Okay.
Honey. Wait, hold up. Honey.
Wow.
I think it would be more positive if you change your sleeping schedule. You know, it would be more conducive to a healthier relationship. Huh? Okay, thank you.
Now that's an impression of a hot woman if I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
If I've ever seen it.
You would date that woman.
I would date that woman.
What would you do to that woman?
Oh, I'd ravish her.
Look at the camera. What would you do to that woman?
I would just,
you sick puppy.
Yeah.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
I'm a sick puppy for
you
women
would
who
that,
sound like that.
You? Oh,
who
my
speak
God.
Soft and look glazed over in their eyes.
Yeah, don't look downstairs. If you ever looked at my woman like that. Oh, man. Oh. There would be an ultimatum. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm slowly... Hey, I woke up at 8 in the morning one morning, 9:30 another morning. They could keep that going. Keep it going. 10 a.m. another morning. And then I made it here. Slept like a baby last night.
Yeah.
Woke up. What time was breakfast, y'all? I was there too. I had the waffle.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think, you know, I'm slowly... I like this positive change. And I think I want to make it, I'll make more effort in working and, you know, being like a normal human. What do you guys say? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong, you know, as far as waking up early and enjoying more of your day, right? Yeah. So what do you got to say to that?
I think it's a good positive improvement. And so...
I don't even believe you, because the way you said that. Because
how many times do I have to encourage you to wake up like a normal person, like, to praise you? Oh, you went to bed two hours earlier.
But did I do that one morning when we did ad reads? I showed up at your place at 11:15 a.m.
Wow, guys.
TJ, that's a big thing, right? Thank you. That is a big deal. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that I'm slowly, you know, because I consider myself a vampire, and I think that maybe those days are coming to a close. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's time.
It's time?
Yeah, I'm in my 40s.
A woman just told... So,
it should be time. I should have done it 20 years ago, right?
Steve,
hey, better late than never, huh?
Steve, a random woman in the crowd just told you time's up.
The way you said it to me, it was like my mom saying it.
She goes, it's time. It's really time.
Kwang-ya.
It's really time.
It's time. Oh, my God. So what do you got the guitar? What's going on here?
I don't know. I mean, you said that your vampire days are over, so I figured we might sing about it.
Yeah? You made up a song? You guys want to hear it?
My vampire days are over. 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 Steve is in a relationship, so he's got to go to bed real quick if he ever wants his girlfriend to suck his dick.
Oh, whoa! What the hell? Dude, there's people here. What'd you say about my girlfriend sucking my dick, dude? Dude, we're taping this.
I know, I just...
Dude, that's straight disrespectful, bro.
You said the exact same thing, but I said it in a musical version of a song. It's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I kind of want that, too. So.
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
I just want to stay up late so I can play Warzone and masturbate.
Okay, so wait a second. You're okay with that going out on the podcast, but I mention your girlfriend, and then you get really upset with me. I don't see the difference.
I war zone in, baby. And I like to bust a nut. I got to bust my nuts, you know what I mean? I got to squeeze one out, right, Trent? Trent, look at me. No. Trent, look at me in my eyes, like eye contact. I got to get my nut, right, baby?
My vampire days are over. 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 I can no longer drink blood. My wife has made me switch to milk duds. I'm gonna drink, 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 drink some blood. I'm gonna drink, 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 drink some blood. I'm gonna drink,
hey!
Drink, 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 drink.
Hey! No. What are you doing? You're really being a... You drink blood like... You literally are a vampire drinking blood. I thought the song was about my sleeping schedule. This fool's drinking blood, for real. On some Bram Stoker's Dracula shit.
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Sing along if you know the words.
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Everybody!
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
A cappella.
My vampire days are over. 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 My vampire days are over.
10 more times.
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Again!
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Again!
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Again, my vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
My vampire days are over.
Whisper.
My vampire days
whisper
are over.
Like a children's choir.
My vampire days are over.
My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over.
Days are
over. My vampire days are over. My vampire days are over. End it, good.
My vampire days are over.
Dude, that was the best thing I heard all day. Dude, you are a magical man. You are a freaking magical man. You all been together 10 years. He's mine now. Would suck him so good.
We're talking about blood, right? Vampire Dave, days,
Dave,
right?
Dave, look at me in the eyes. Look at my lips. Look, seriously, look. What? I'll be your Lucy Liu, dude. I'll be your fucking Lucy Liu, and you know it. I love you. Hey! A round of applause. 10 years together, everyone.
So do you believe in vampires?
I'm sorry. I had nasty thoughts about you, man. Yeah, because I was thinking like past that. You know what I'm talking about.
All right,
okay,
moving on.
All right, Chris, we'll edit this out. Okay.
All right, gonna move on.
Okay, let's move on. Sorry, Dave.
Do you believe in vampires?
Oh, yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, because I think that it's kind of related to, like, Illuminati, kind of reptilian belief systems. Are you guys into aliens and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys ever see UFOs around here? Wait, you?
Has anybody?
Guy in the back?
I have not seen that.
Oh, but then why'd you went,
He's like, I've
and
heard
then
of
now
the,
you're denying
he's,
it?
He's nodding that he's heard of the topic. He's like,
oh,
yeah,
no.
I've heard of the topic. And I'm familiar with the category of aliens and ghosts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do you want from me? Yeah. Do we have any believers of ghosts or supernatural or paranormal in here?
Oh, this lady right
there's,
away.
There's a handful.
So what we wanted to do is have some like crowd involvement as well, because I love ghost stories. Who doesn't, right?
And we're and by the campfire. Right? Well,
maybe that was a ghost.
Maybe a ghost put it out.
The ghost put it out.
Oh. By the way, when I had this guitar around my neck, I felt like the biggest youth pastor at the camp. at the camp, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be a great youth pastor.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you very much.
You would.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yes.
So you
would
have,
you be willing to share
would
a ghost
willing,
story?
Would you be willing to
or
come
an encounter?
Up here and share your story?
Give her a round of applause,
guys. A round of applause.
Can I give her the chair?
Your name?
Tara.
Tara, it's all you.
Okay.
Steve, you want to hop?
I don't see what's
you're good right here.
No.
One more time for Tara, guys.
So this actually happened to me while I was at another camp growing up. They told us when we were kids, like in the middle of the night, to... wake someone up, a counselor or someone, to take us to the bathroom. But honestly, no one wants to be woken up in the middle of the night. So got up and I saw like a kind of like a white figure, but I thought it was like a counselor with a flashlight. So I was like, whatever, went to the bathroom, come out of the bathroom. And then there is a big white, like ghostly, like it looked like a woman to me. And it freaked me out so much that I ran back to the cabin, couldn't sleep the rest of the night. So, yeah. Yeah. So, that's my encounter.
Wow, guys. One more time for Tara. That's...
Oh, hey, hold. Don't go yet.
Sorry.
You got one more for us? You got one more.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? When a person what I've found is when a person has a ghost story encounter, it's very rare that they're like, and that was the only time that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
They usually have like a series of things. So yeah, we're curious about one more maybe.
Okay, so I'm sure some of you probably have seen the movie The Shining.
Yes.
So I've stayed at that hotel. It's called the Stanley Hotel. I actually went there for a paranormal convention with a roommate of mine.
Okay, so this lady goes to paranormal conventions. Okay, so we sent something and we brought up the right woman. Okay, continue with your story. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, so the first two nights I was there, nothing happened. You know, you hear things, but whatever. So the last night, it was me, my roommate, and then her friend in our room. We were next to the room that apparently a table will move by itself. We're sitting next door. So I'm in bed, and my roommate we were sharing a bed, and I see a light come on, and I just thought it was one of our cell phones. But her friend brought, it's like a motion detector specifically for ghosts. So, and then I start to hear scratching on the ceiling. Like, yeah.
Black guy just went, no, no, no. No, we're done. We're checking out of the hotel right now.
No scratching on ceilings. I'm done. Holy smokes.
Oh, there's more.
Keep going, I love it. Keep talking.
He has a cast on his foot, he just took the cast off and started walking out.
Oh my God.
So then, all of a sudden my roommate, I guess I didn't see this, but she saw a black... She saw a black, I guess, cloud come over, and I didn't see it, but she turned the light on. And that's kind of what happened, but the people staying below us had a similar encounter. But yeah, that hotel, it really is haunted. There's stuff that happens. So yeah.
Okay. One more time for Tara, guys. That was awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so cool. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Should I share, you know what?
Yeah, I've never heard you talk about ghost stories ever.
I might share it on another podcast. I don't think I've shared it on our podcast before.
At all.
Scissor Bros is brought to you by
Manscaped.
Manscaped would like to introduce you to their biggest and brightest ultimate hygiene bundle yet, the Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped is a leader in the below-the-waist grooming, and now we trust them with the whole shebang.
Join the 4 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code SCISSORBROS.
Manscaped brand new Platinum Package 4.0 is the biggest bundle they ever offer, giving you a bulk discount on Manscaped quality products.
Inside the Platinum Package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker for your ear, nose, hair trimmer, ultra premium body wash,
Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, Ultra Premium Deodorant, Crop Preserve Anti-Shaving Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, Anti-Shaving Boxers, and the Shed Travel Bag to hold your goods while traveling.
The Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases from head to toe full. The best bang for your shebang,
That's home, first, second, third, blowjobs, fourth.
Simone.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SCISSORBROS at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code SCISSORBROS. It's time you enjoyed the finer things in life and get yourself a platinum package for your platinum package. Grab your huevos, ese.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes, grab them hard, fool.
Okay, I will, man. Yeah, you know what's nice about this? I used to grab my balls before Manscaped, and they'd be all hairy and junk like that.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, oh, are my knuckles turning into werewolves? And then I realized... Werewolves
turn nuevo, ese. Woo! Yes.
Yo, they smooth and they feel real nice, dog. Manscaped. Smooth as hell.
Before we get into anything, please plug, promote everything.
Jeremiah Wonders and Scissor Bros are my other podcasts. And then you can also see me live July 8th in Napa, California. And then July 10th in Honolulu, California. Tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com.
Wait, There's a Honolulu, California.
Did I just say Honolulu, California? Yeah. Hawaii.
I was like, hold on a second, man.
I was like, bro, I'm nailing this. I'm like going right down the barrel. I got it all memorized.
He's so professional, locked in, giving all his shit. Come see me. Honolulu, California. Baby. Hold on, we're wrapping this podcast up. We're coming at you from Honolulu,
Honolulu,
California, y'all.
Okay, so this was happening. This was in high school in Kansas. This is where I'm from. This would have been in around, I want to say 2005 or six, something like that. It was in a friend's basement, and we were having a discussion like we kind of are right now, where we're all kind of asking each other, like, oh, do you believe in paranormal activity? Do you believe in ghosts, demons, etc.? And we were in his basement, and the only thing, like, we're kind of starting to freak each other out, like because we were like, yes, I do too. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I do. We started sharing that together, you know what I mean? And we just had his TV on, but none of, like, the house lights were on in the basement. It was just the TV. So we start talking about that, like, I believe in demons and spirits and angels and ghosts and all that stuff. And while this is going on, he tells me a story about his grandma that she, like, had a very close encounter with ghosts and stuff like that. And the more that we're talking in this basement, the more the energy in the room, like I'm a very, like, I feel like I'm a vibrant reader of energy and stuff like that. It just started to feel darker in the room. And so while we keep having this conversation about ghosts and how we believe, we start trading stories. I'm like, I had this incident happen with my sister. Like, there used to be a ghost in my house, like, when I was growing up, that my sister would see. So we're swapping stories like that and stuff. And I start looking at him, and he gets this, like, just shaky, shocked look on his face. And I'm like, what's happening right now? And he goes, Jeremiah? And I go, yeah. And while he's saying that, it felt like I was starting to go like this backwards, and I'm sitting down with just the glow of the TV in the room. That's it. It's just like as close as we are right now. And we're telling this, and it feels like I'm being pulled away. And he goes, Jeremiah, come into the light. I go, what did you say? And he goes, come into the light. And I lean my head in, and like I felt like an exhale, like of relief as soon as I leaned into the light. And he goes, I don't know if you'll believe me this. And I did not tell him that I felt like I was being pulled away. He goes, I don't know if you'll believe me this right now. I'm getting freaked out retelling it right now. But he goes, there was a woman that appeared behind you that was pulling your face back while we were just talking. And I had not told him my sensation. And when he said that out loud, it was the exact feeling of me being pulled farther away out of the light. And that was the closest experience that I've ever had to paranormal. Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have told that story. That's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Oh. What the?
Oh!
Oh, the fire came back on!
Oh, it's the woman!
No, shut up!
Oh, she's gonna take advantage of you tonight.
Guys, we just do five more scissors real quick.
Clear the air.
Oh my goodness.
The woman came back for him.
Don't say that, dude.
And she wants more than your jokes.
Don't say that.
She wants more than your jokes. She came for something else. Guess what it is? Trent, what did she come back for?
His soul.
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Wait, in Steve's reality, there's been a ghost that's been craving my dick since high school.
Yes, yes.
That just reappeared at this camp. That was like, now's my opportunity. Yeah.
Why do you always do this? Why does every witch walk like this? She seductively held your hair, caressed your hair, and wanted to pull you back into the pillow. What do you think that is,
my
man?
It all makes sense, man. It all makes sense.
What do you think that is?
I don't know, man. I can't explain it.
She didn't want to do a word cross puzzle. Like, she wanted, you know.
Yeah,
she wanted to make love to you.
Let's get one more. If one more person wants to share a ghost story, then we'll move on to something else. But
yeah, how about it? Is there a guy?
You have one? Yeah, she has one.
Come on up.
Yeah.
And your name?
My name's Emily.
All right.
All right,
Emily.
Give
it up for Emily.
So my grandma passed away, and I shared the house with her, and she was haunting it after. And so
We just rushed into a lot of stuff. We just rushed into a lot real quick. What year was this?
Build it up.
That was just, how old was your grandmother when she passed away? Where was the location of this? Oh,
so she passed away actually in the house in the living room.
This is all vital information. Continue.
And she was about in her 70s.
Okay.
And so...
And where is the house where you and your grandma shared?
Yeah.
What state was it, or what city?
It's like in Yakima.
Yakima. Where is it?
It's about, it's in the state.
It's in the state.
It's about
sorry, guys.
2 hours from here.
Okay, so it's like, how far from Seattle is it for somebody like me who's ignorant who doesn't
like
know?
Like 2 hours.
2 hours outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And so I have this uncle, and he didn't really get along with the family. And so she was like fighting with him at the time that she passed away. And so he came and moved into the house shortly after with me and stayed there for a while. And she had this favorite chair that's kind of actually like this chair.
I break my own leg, put a cast on it, and I walk out. I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
And so every time I would sit in the chair, it was cool. Like, nothing happened. When my uncle would sit in the chair, I had like a cover on it, and it had a part that was holding it on that would snap. And so every time he went to sit in the chair, she'd snap him with that cover. And it happened to him like a couple times, and I'm just sitting there laughing because I knew that it was her doing it. And he's like,
is this a ghost family sitcom that's happening? My grandma's a ghost. She's real silly. It's like, what? And you're just like, Grams. Well, things are hovering around the place, and you're just like, she's up to her old business again.
Yeah. And so she kept doing it, and I'm like, okay, that's funny. Then finally, she did it to the point where he would like get out of the chair, and he never sat in that chair ever again.
Now, do you think that did you ever sense your grandma in different areas after that happened? Or do you think that she, like, that was enough for her to move on to the other side after she snapped
and moved
back?
Like,
she conquered that seat. So then she's like, I'm good now. I can pass. You know what I mean? Because a lot of, like, people have theories that, like, ghosts have unfinished business or something that they want to do before they are settled and they stop, quote unquote, haunting a place.
No, she still haunted it. So like I was one time I was drunk and I overslept and I had to go to work the next day, and I actually heard her voice saying like, Emily, it's time to get up. And like I woke up and she was not there, but it was like distinctly like her voice.
What does your grandma sound like?
Try it, your best.
Okay.
I swear if this fire starts back up after she says, I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
Emily, it's time to get up.
But that's your voice.
Okay, so she's not great at impressions.
No, I'm not.
That's okay. That's okay. Not everybody's like, you know, that's not their forte. But like, we were thinking like, you know, I was like Emily. You know, I was thinking like maybe like an older, slightly voice or anything like that. Yeah.
And then also too, it was funny because I had a friend that she's kind of in the paranormal.
Okay.
And she came over to my house and she tried to sit in the same chair and she couldn't even sit down all the way. She's like, nope, your grandma's here. I'm out.
Guys, give it up one more time. Oh my goodness. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That's so freaking cool.
And then also too.
Oh, she got another one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, one more. When I would sleep at night, we shared the same like hallway.
Yeah.
And there's only one bathroom. And so my grandma would like walk and I could hear like the ground creak, and that was just normal when she was alive. And so after she passed away, like throughout the night, I could hear like traveling feet through the house, like the same exactly as my grandma sounded like.
Goosebumps.
You just said you're not alone?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
okay.
You were like, I have a grandma too.
Okay,
I'm like,
okay.
How many haunted grandmas do we have at Camp Rock? Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was...
Dude. I swear that was like a movie. Like that was a line, in a chair. Actually much like this one. I'm like, what?
Emily. Can we do a little, like a game? So we're going to both try to impersonate your grandmother, and then you choose, you're the judge, who could do a better impersonation. We don't know what she sounds like. All right? Okay, let's. You want to go first?
You go first.
What statement do you want me to say? No. Something she would say to you. What about uncle? No,
I hate your uncle. That's pretty good.
Okay.
I hate your uncle.
Okay,
thank
okay.
you for this.
Wait, hold up. I would. Emily, I hate your uncle.
Is your grandma a cartoon witch from the 30s?
Your turn. This is a fun game. It's fun, right?
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. Emily. I hate your uncle.
Was she on Valium? There's no energy to that.
It she's was like, freaking is she dead. Sedated? She doesn't have energy.
I know, but come on, man. Come on.
Well, you're the one that's like,
Emily, who is more accurate?
Oh! Thank you, man. You know what? I think we got to get a little bit of this ghost energy out of the room. A little bit right now. It's kind of lingering a little bit right now. So we do something that we call the dance party break. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, we want all of you to get on your feet. You want to participate in this, okay? We're all going to dance together right now.
Y'all been taking hip-hop classes, right? Oh, yeah. Right? So y'all know some moves now, right? Display some of it. Okay.
Oh, okay. This is kind of awkward. I forgot to bring music, so we're going to have to do it in silence.
Yeah. But what's that 2 a.m.? We could just chant that, right?
Well, I'm the best 2 a.m. or beatboxing.
Yeah.
We can add it in later.
Wait, can I add in the music later?
Yeah.
Okay, so when the podcast comes out, there will be music in it, but right now, we're all going to dance together in silence.
Yeah, silent dance.
Okay, yeah. So no. There's no. Don't worry about beats. The more awkward it is, the better.
Yeah.
It's gonna be something that'll get you out of your comfort zone a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. Just you can do any style.
You can do any style you want, but we're all gonna start to dance in
three, two, one,
go.
For 10 minutes, okay, guys. More dancing. All right. Woo. Oh man, we're having fun. Are y'all having fun? Yeah. Woo.
Does that feel good? Does that feel freeing to all you guys a little bit? I know it's cleansing, right? Now there's a good positive energy in the room again.
Oh yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. Okay, see? And it stayed out. That was scary. Yeah, yeah.
Emily.
So we've been doing different challenges at the camp. We've been filming some of the different challenges at the camp this week, and we're actually going to cut to one of those right here, right now.
Hey guys, we're at Camp Raw about to do the
Kayak Challenge
with our teammates Trent and Dave. I'm Team Blue.
And I'm Team Yellow.
And you want to explain the challenge?
Yeah, we're doing a bit of a relay. So we're going to take off from the shoreline right here to that tip point of that little inland kind of island over there. We're going to swap. Steve and I are going to be over there cheering them on. We're going to switch, and the first person in the back on the land, feet on this land, wins. The losers have to do a polar plunge. It's very cold out here right now, out in outside of Seattle. The water is like, I don't know, 40, 50 degrees? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a drone happening.
There's a drone
doing that.
It's okay.
It's okay.
So
we're going to keep rolling, so stay tuned.
For the kayak challenge.
They're going though. Look.
What?
They're going now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys!
Come on, guys, you got this.
Which one's my guy?
What do you mean? Trent is yours.
I know, but I can't see that far. Is he on my right? Yeah, he's on my right.
I'm gonna get you to the eye doctor, brother.
We're gonna win, girl.
Fuck. Be careful. Is it okay if I pee at him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, do it right there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I just let it run down my leg? No, I better not. They're actually doing pretty good, dude.
Can I just leave my shoes here?
You can leave with your teammate.
Oh, yeah.
Leave with Trent. Say, Trent, take my shoes.
Yeah.
Because Dave is going to take the camera for me so they can selfie mode their reactions.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? They're still hard to see. Dude, they are out there, man. Ooh, they're pretty neck and neck, dude.
Are they?
Yeah, look, my guy's right there, Trent. Trent's right there, and Dave's in the yellow.
Dave.
Look, you see his yellow headband?
Oh.
They're real close. They're neck and neck. This is gonna be a close one.
Oh my God.
They're really, really close. Come on, guys. Come on, Dave, you got this, man.
Come on, Trent.
Edge him out, edge him out. You're close.
Trent.
Stay here, stay here. Hey, to the point. We can't get closer to them.
I know, well, he's.
We can't, you're walking towards him. The point is up here.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm just saying.
I know, I'm not trying to get an edge.
Here we go. Dave, you got this, man. Come on, you're head on, you're straight.
I'm gonna hand you my shoes when you get here, okay? I'm gonna place my shoes right here, okay?
We got this, dude. Let's spin it around. Oh my goodness.
Just
the freaking water.
Oh.
Oh. Watch the GoPro. Oh. Watch the GoPro. We got to reset that GoPro. God.
Hey, Trent, we just
reset
grab my
GoPro.
Shoes.
Okay.
Grab my shoes.
Okay. Yo, Steve, you got to reset that GoPro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Reset the GoPro.
Yeah, it is.
Are you in? Yeah, push me up. There you go.
You got it.
Okay.
Hey, that water's fucking cold.
Yeah.
Trent's got a dip.
Slow and steady wins the race. Let's do this.
Jeremiah's getting.
Come on, Jeremiah.
You got it. Keep going. You got
Slow
it.
Slow and steady wins the race.
That's the wrong way, Jeremiah. Even strokes, even strokes.
Okay, Steve definitely has a stroke on me right now. I'm not really sure why. On a kayak, I don't have the control, and I'm like, I'm a little bit higher water than him. I've never done this before. Let me try to figure this out. Oh, frick. It keeps turning on me. What a bit.
All right. Keep going. You got it.
Come on, Jeremiah. Come on.
You got it. You're going to catch him.
Steve is definitely...
Get your knees high.
I'm getting a little bit of a cold right now.
He's getting on you, Steve. You got to keep it up.
Keep her steady. Slow and steady wins the race, Jeremiah.
Left, right, left, right. You got it.
Here we go. Oh, so neck and neck. Neck and neck. Come on. Come on. Let go. It's on stage.
Hi.
Where is it? Where's the point?
Over to here, in line with the camera.
What do you mean? This is it. Where's the finish line?
In line with the camera.
What do you mean? I can't reach the land. Oh, that's bullshit. What do you mean?
Well, that's where we started. Nice try.
What? You got out of the water.
No, it doesn't matter.
You got out of the freaking water, dude. You got out of the water.
I was on the land first. No, that's a technicality. Yeah, that's a technicality.
I already took the first,
what the frick? You got out of the
lane.
That was a technicality. It was like right there.
A technicality. You got out, dude.
I reached the land first. Close enough. I reached the
land. Come on, man.
That's a technicality.
The finish line is right here by the camera.
It's right there.
What do you mean, dude? Did he stop way short?
I got the canoe here.
Yo.
First.
Well, let's talk to Trent and Dave, see what's going on. I mean, where did we start from?
We started in line with the camera.
Yeah, we started in line with the camera.
Yeah, but then we weren't at...
But we're out.
If you want to get technical, we weren't at the proper edge. Not only that, he fell out. He fell out.
Yeah, but you can't, dude.
Kayak.
Dude, no. But by that, I could have gotten off my boat and drug it all the way there by that logic.
I should know we didn't lose because I reached the land.
I think we won.
Even though it wasn't at the correct position.
I think we won.
No, I think
we won. No, there's no tiebreaker. What do you guys think?
Team Jeremiah and Dave won.
Put this on us.
I don't know. I just thought.
I think technically.
And Trent got wounded here, it looks like. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Got some blood on
me. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I guess I'm bleeding.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do.
That's sacrifice.
Dave and Trent are going to Rochambeau to see who won. It's going to go by decision.
Tiebreaker, yeah.
Best 2 out of 3. Steve, do we agree to this?
Okay.
It's one, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
It's on the fourth one.
Okay.
I've done it in the past
three, and then Steve always argues. So one, two, three, shoot.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay. Well, he needs to go see a medic.
Everybody, right? Let's finish this. We got the official Rochambeau rulebook.
All right, let's get in here. Steve, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. We got coverage now. We got coverage.
My finger may have been in the way. Part of like.
Okay. So, Steve, come here.
One, two, three.
One, two, three, shoot.
Okay.
Okay. Best two out of three.
Okay.
Best two out of three. Okay. Are you guys ready?
All right, ready.
Here, I'm square
ready.
Up a little bit more so they can see you. Okay, ready?
Okay. One, two, three. No.
Remember, it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you got to say rock, paper, scissors,
shoot. Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, it doesn't
matter. Or you can do one, two, three, shoot, whatever it is.
Do rock, paper, scissors, and then shoot.
Okay.
That's when we let go, it's on shoot.
Okay. One, two,
rock,
three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right,
that's you. Okay. One, best two out of three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
One and one, one and one.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, no!
How did that feel?
No!
I let you down. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, you did great.
We're scissor bros. We'll be all right.
We'll be all right, dude.
I got to laugh first.
Hey, man, sometimes luck isn't in our favor. We're going to have to do this polar plunge now.
Yeah.
I do, dude. That was, in my opinion, shady sportsmanlike conduct at the end there. But,
you know what?
Somebody entered the
technically, I wasn't at the correct, but I reached the land.
Sometimes people make their own finish line.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to take this mic pack off, and we're going to do this right now. Are you ready to plunge? All right. Dave's coming with me for this plunge.
Okay, if they want to say, I don't think we cheated. He felt like, can you get his leg? Can you get his leg? Yeah, get in the camera. Oh, really? Wait, hey, get in the camera right here. Like, can you get, I mean.
We had to work hard.
Yeah. He fell off the boat. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but you guys didn't have a cone saying it's this specific location. It was like near the proximity within a 10-meter range. Chris, you can think anything, all that stuff. We did the rock, paper, scissors to solidify it. Well, there's no cone saying this is the specific place. It was within a 10-meter range, and I just saw land. Cataract in this side. My eye perception, my depth perception was off, and I'm like, oh, the land's there. I'll just land right there in that nook. And then if you see, it's like this and this, and you guys are being very specific as far as there's no. If there was a cone, if there was an orange cone saying this is the exact location, I thought it was close enough. It was like within the 10-meter. Proximity range, okay?
My scissor brother Dave is braving this with me right now. We're gonna do this. All right, brother, let's
do it.
We gotta pay the piper.
How deep?
you know, I know what they're gonna say, but I reached land before him. There's no technicality. I just thought, well, if I, you know, I pulled the kayak as long as I got there first. You didn't say fish out of the water rule or anything.
We gotta go underneath.
Okay.
Ooh. Are we doing this?
Oh, man.
Oh,
that is chilly.
Whoa.
What?
Faster,
what? Please.
Faster?
Yeah, it's a polar plunge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying not to cut my feet on this stuff.
Run.
Yeah.
It's like pulling me under.
All the way in. Get your hair wet.
It's pulling. Oh, it's pulling me.
Get your hair wet.
It's pulling me. I know.
Get your hair wet.
It's cheating us.
See, they're cheating this. That's a real cheat because they're not going all the way in. That's a real cheat. Mine was a technicality. That's a real.
Dude,
see,
it's really sharp out there.
Look at that. That's real.
I know we're trying.
No, see, that's real. All right, disqualification. You didn't do it specifically how we wanted in this specific location of where we wanted you to plunge. See, I can do that
too. Dude, we're trying to get underneath.
No, you're supposed to do it like 5 meters to the left.
What do you want?
In the deeper water. See, that's how. If that's that logic you're using, it was like right here where I landed and finished. I reached land first. Comments. I know what the comments are going to be. Steve cheated. Steve cheated. Look, I saw the land. It was close enough, and I'm like, oh, there's the land right there. And
no,
I want
Steve, it's not getting deeper.
Doesn't matter. That's not the agreement. A plunge. No, deeper. Plunge.
Yeah.
Then go towards the mountain.
Look at submerge.
Go towards the mountain.
We're gonna submerge.
Be a man.
So cold. Oh, shrinkage is a real thing.
Oh. All right, I'm just gonna go under.
There's just not enough room. There's
literally, it's so weird.
Come on, dude.
You ready?
We're just gonna plunge. Spread out.
Ready?
1, 2, 3. There you go! Good job! Oh my god, unbelievable!
Oh, this water's disgusting!
Oh man! Now. Oh, it's even colder. Oh. Can we get back in?
Yeah.
To the thing quicker. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna pee. Is it okay if I pee?
Oh, sure.
All right, I'm gonna pee while we walk. All right, wait. Ow. Hold my hand. I'm gonna pee.
Okay.
I'm gonna pee. Oh. I'm peeing right now while I'm holding my sister brother's hand.
Holy crap.
I'm peeing right now.
Okay.
Oh, it's a GoPro pee time.
Are you peeing?
I didn't piss my shorts.
Good job, guys.
Oh,
sharp.
Shark.
Good job, guys. All right, can we do a post-interview with me and Trent?
Well, okay.
So, Trent. They're gonna give us crap about we cheated this, we did that. But can you explain what happened to you first of all? We'll give them the.
First off, I pretty much got to the shore, but you can't really see.
Yeah.
The shore actually extends pretty far.
And then show
out.
show them the injuries to
yeah.
you.
So I basically
that, right. And then show them show them the other blood. Not saying we're not using excuses, right? So yeah. So I did the boat flipped over, right?
So I had to drag it to the shore.
Yeah. Right. And then show them the other blood. Not saying we're not using excuses, right?
Good job.
So yeah. So I did the boat flipped over, right?
So I had to drag it to the shore.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing our interview here.
Yeah.
You'll have your we're doing. Okay. So good job, guys. So basically, good job, guys. Well, can you? Well,
no,
you have
listening.
Your turn.
I'm listening.
All right, let's just come over here.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
No, but this is like separate. Like your team goes next, and then our team go. Like
okay,
we're doing.
Yeah. Listen.
So basically, we started on a bad note. I was doing my thing. You guys didn't specifically say you have to finish at this specific location, like with a cone or something like that. On top of all that, I saw land. I thought it was close enough. In my logic, I'm like, oh, that's close enough. It's like 5-10 meters away, something like that. I did reach the land first. Although it wasn't the specific cone location, even there was no landmark.
When I saw Jeremiah kept going, I was like, well, you got to drag the boat.
And that's why, since I was already on the land, I had already reached the land. And go ahead, finish your thoughts.
Oh, I was just saying, he dragged it up to the point, the imaginary line.
Yeah, the imaginary line, just to satisfy your guys' conditions of...
And that was not
explained either as far as...
Yeah,
and then not only that, the technicalities were not explained before we started. Like, it has to be at this specific location. I thought it was in the proximity, 5 to 10 meters away.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
Okay.
We lost. Steve explained all his technicalities. We're good, dude. We took our punishment. All right, we're good.
Look how hard their nipples are.
Yeah, look how hard our nipples are. Thank you for pointing that out. They're very cold right now. Yeah, thanks for the close-up. Yeah. All right.
All right, can you go to the doctor now?
Yeah, no, we're
gonna. Oh,
yeah,
we're gonna. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna
love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Nice job, guys.
But we figured we'd close it out with. We sometimes like to improvise songs and stuff
like
that.
So,
and there's a keyboard right here, Steve. Do you think you could maybe?
Yeah, I'll try to come up with something.
You want to come up a little something? You want to help?
Round of applause for being at Camp Raw again. We love Camp Raw. And let me give them a message out there. If you want to have a fun-filled week. CampRahh.com. Get your tickets today. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
And we'll put the banner. Hey, Brian, we'll put the banner.
So, what do you think we should sing about, Steve? Is that a little loud?
You guys got rid of my Mamba sound. But it's okay. I'll use
it. I mean,
this.
You can find it. There's literally. I like how you think that they deleted the preset on the keyboard. Like they literally like, oh, it's just a normal piano again. All right. Well, this is freaking me out, man. Is this what we're going with?
You want me to sing about Emily's grandma? Yeah. This is just asking for one of us to get haunted in the barracks later tonight.
Hey. It's me. Your grandma, Emily. I hope nobody sits in my chair. It was my favorite place to sit when I was there, and by there, I mean when I was alive. There's a giant-nosed boy at a summer camp that I'm going to haunt now. Did you like all of the meatloaf Chef Brian made? It was made from a cow. I'm haunting you. I'm haunting you. And you. I'm haunting you.
That was the ending.
Guys, thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You guys. We love you.
What a standing ovation! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! This is unbelievable! Our first standing ovation! Thank you! Good night, we love you!
Hello? Wow. That view looks pretty fucking sweet. Wish I could have been there. Wish I would have gotten an invite or some shit, but it's okay. I'll keep eating the crickets and the spiders in the garage since they're not even leaving me any fucking Burger King while they're gone. Anywho, hope you guys are having a good week. Not trying to be negative or anything. Just the excuse that they can't fit me in a car is just really getting underneath my fur. Speaking of things getting underneath my fur, I once got crabs from a coyote. That was pretty gnarly. It was a hard thing to tell my girlfriend at the time. I think she knew I was up. But anywho, Camp Raw seems really cool, and hopefully I get to go next year. But they did tell me that they filmed a lot of new challenges there and they're going to get to in some different episodes. So I think they said that they did some rock climbing. I think that they did some other, like archery, like some Joe Rogan shit. Yeah, got some good stuff coming up. Hope you guys like this episode. Keep telling your pals. And we'll keep doing our thing. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Steve is in a relationship, so he's got to go to bed real quick if he ever wants his girlfriend to suck his dick.
Oh, whoa! What the hell? Dude, there's people here.